The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, and we're one day away from Trump inauguration tomorrow, the 20th. Today is obviously the 19th. Of January 2017. You're not going to be able to move fast enough, Michael, to grab that call. Maybe he will. He's hobbling into the other room as I speak. Folks, I look for, as Gerald said, many positive things happening in 2017. And we have survived since 2008. You remember what happened in 2007? We got taken down. We had two hosts and all of our advertisers were gone. Now, most people would have walked away from it and said, you know what? The hell with it. It's going to be too much work to maintain it and bring it back. Well, we maintained and we brought it back only to be smacked in the face by the 2008 banking ripoff of the world. And we don't have to tell you what the last 9 years have been like. That's right. I said 9 years. We're into 2017. And we hung on. We redid the business. We downsized. We rearranged. We got smaller. We did everything that we possibly could with the amount of revenue that was coming into this network. Oh, it was hard. Nobody wanted to advertise. They were all holding on to their money. They didn't know what to do. There wasn't a positive business atmosphere that, hey, you know, damn it, we're in business here, and we got a great product, and we know that you guys got... they didn't advertise. You know, I was just looking at the little snapshot here of the network month by month. I'm looking at January. We only have half the revenue that we need through advertising for the month of February. But that is going to change. There are, I can't tell you how many calls I personally made to advertisers, past advertisers, new advertisers, potential advertisers on this network. And they were going, no, we don't know what's going on. They were scared. Let's just, bottom line, they were scared and they were trying to hold on to as much money as they could. And it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter one little bit to tell them that, by advertising, at least to maintain, to keep people working. You know, who the hell gives a damn if you make a profit as long as you can maintain? That's a hell of a thing to say to a businessman, isn't it? That all you need to do is maintain. Forget about making a profit, just maintain. Well, that's what we've been doing here, folks, for the last 9 years, is just barely maintaining with help from you people out there. Do you remember the day that you didn't hear any pledge drives for this network? I know it's been a while. Hasn't it? We didn't ask for donations. When we started this network for the first 4 years of it, we didn't need donations. People were still advertising. People still had money to spend on product. My God. We hung out. We hung in there. We were just like Gerald said, my God. Back in May, he did an about 180. That's not easy for somebody like Gerald. We kind of had a feeling here, folks, a gut feeling about Donald Trump. The Trump Phenomenon show that follows this program. He's been on the air for at least going on 2 years. It's been over a year and a half, at least since he announced his intention to run for the presidency back in June of 2015. Would that be right? Yeah, 2015. My God, 2015. We gravitated to that which we knew had hope attached to it. And now, folks, I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to this year. It's not going to be all a bed of roses. There's going to be some ups and downs. But overall, a positive trend is taking place. And thank God we are still here. We're on the air today, but half the bills to this network are not paid, and we're coming up on the end of the month. So what I'm going to ask you to do, in your exuberance, on your Trump high right now, go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Make a PayPal donation or call the network, 800-724-2719. Hit extension 3. Please make a donation today. I don't want to tell any tales here, but I'm about 86 bucks upside down in the accounts, and we're negative for the balance of this month. And as I said, we only have half the available money to pay the bills. So, folks, you've hung with us this long. Hang with us a little longer. There will come a day, and thank God, hopefully very soon here, that we won't ever have to ask for donations again, these emergency pledge drives to keep us on air. Mike, when was the last time we did a pledge drive? Wasn't that September of last year? About September? I think it was, yeah. So, you know, and I was real cognizant here of the fact that people needed any money that they could get to buy a few lousy Christmas presents for Christmas. And, you know, I as bad as we needed money, I did anything and everything that I could to keep from coming on air and going, folks, we need a little bit of your help, because I knew what situation you guys were in. Now, some of you out there are better off than others right now. So, Here's my trends forecast. We're going to have a very interesting and much, much more positive 2017. Help us stay there so we can be self-sufficient again, so we can keep this thing rolling. I was not joking, folks. I'm trying to contain my exuberance here, checking myself and thinking maybe this is a little irrational exuberance. But no, my gut is telling me that this year is going to be a breakout and banner year for a lot of people, a lot of different walks of life. It's going to be a banner year. Casting off the chains of, my God, I actually heard Kennedy on Fox News last night and come out and use the C word, communism. That these communists in this country. And she also managed to squeeze in talking about this republic. Remember what I said yesterday? That any time that any of these clowns use the term democracy and try to apply it to our government in this country should be slapped and slapped hard. It's part of the programming that you need to resist. Give us a call, 800-724-2719, extension 3. Don't be shy, folks. Get on board, because the train, the hope train, finally is getting ready to chug out of the station. Full steam, man. Full steam. Donald Trump. This is from the inauguration concert. And I did not expect this. I first watched Trump laying the wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier today. And I had completely forgot about this, that presidents do this the day before their inauguration. But I didn't expect the inauguration concert. And there was a bunch of headliners. Oh, man. The Make America Great Again concert. And Donald Trump, when an act would get done, he'd get out of his seat, walk on stage, and embrace those people and thank them. A real dude. I mean, a real guy. Not some pompous, arrogant ass but a real guy, appreciative of everybody's efforts. Here's what he said before the inauguration concert drew to a close.
Thank you very much, everybody, and thank you, Tom. I'd like to congratulate our incredible entertainers tonight, Toby and Lee Greenwood, and all of the great talent. It was really very special. I also have to thank our incredible military talent right here. Thank you. Stand up, please. You guys were great. Thank you very much. Thank you. So this journey began 18 months ago. I had something to do with it, but you had much more to do with it than I did. I'm the messenger. I'm just the messenger. And we were tired, and I love you. Believe me, I love you. We all got tired of seeing what was happening. And we wanted change, but we wanted real change. And I look so forward to tomorrow. We're going to see something that is going to be so amazing. So many people have poured into Washington, D.C. This started out tonight being a small little concert. And then we had the idea, maybe we'll do it in front of the Lincoln Memorial. I don't know if it's ever been done before, but if it has, very seldom. And the people came by the thousands and thousands, and here we are tonight, all the way back. All the way back. So it's a movement that began. It's a movement that started. And it's a movement like we've never seen anywhere in the world, they say. There's never been a movement like this. And it's something very, very special. And we're going to unify our country. And our phrase, you all know it, you're half of you wearing the hat, make America great again. But we're going to make America great for all of our people, everybody, everybody throughout our country. That includes the inner cities. That includes everybody. And we're going to do a special job. And I can only tell you that 18 months ago, we never knew. A lot of people didn't know. Some people had a feeling. A lot of people didn't give us much of a chance. But we understood what was happening. And that last month of the campaign, when I traveled around to every place that you can imagine, state after state after state, speech after speech. And we had 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 people. There was never an empty seat, just like tonight. We didn't know if anybody would even come tonight. This hasn't been done before. And you look, it was the same way. And we all knew that last month of the campaign. I think a lot of us knew the first week of the campaign. But that last month of the campaign, we knew that something special was happening. And I can only tell you this. The polls started going up, up, up. But they didn't want to give us credit. Because they forgot about a lot of us. On the campaign, I called it the forgotten man and the forgotten woman. Well, you're not forgotten anymore, that I can tell you. Not forgotten anymore. So I want to thank my great family, my incredible wife, Melania. They've been so supportive. And it wasn't easy for them, but they have been so supportive. I want to thank you most importantly, and I promise you that I will work so hard. We're going to get it turned around. We're going to bring our jobs back. We're not going to let other countries take our jobs any longer. We're going to build up our great military. We're going to build it up. We're going to strengthen our borders. We're going to do things that haven't been done for our country for many, many decades. It's going to change. I promise you, it's going to change. So I'll see you tomorrow. And I don't care, frankly, if it's going to be beautiful or if it's going to rain like crazy. Makes no difference to me. I have a feeling it's going to be beautiful. But I will see you tomorrow, and I'm going to be cheering you on. You're going to cheer me on, but I'm going to be cheering you on because what we've done is so special. All over the world, they're talking about it. All over the world. And I love you folks, and we're going to work together, and we are going to make America great again, and I'll add, greater than ever before. Thank you very much, and enjoy the fireworks. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Literally and figuratively, enjoy the fireworks. Now, that's a man. By the way, that was not a prepared speech. Standing at the Lincoln Memorial in front of the reflecting pool, and tens of thousands of people are there. That was not really planned out. That was more spontaneous than anything else. And he is exactly right. I've been listening to the international bodies. I've been listening to other world governments. And they are aghast. They had absolutely no idea. You know, I'm watching, and I've been watching these intelligence agencies and the mouthpieces for the Pentagon and the what we refer to as the deep state. And I hinted at it yesterday that we have transitional politicians in this country. They get elected and they get unelected. They cycle in, they cycle out. But you're never, the attention is never drawn to the people behind the curtain. That they're there for 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, and 30 years. These were the steering committee, if you will, that made sure that things were protected and people's special interests were protected. That is about to change. I now have a fuller grasp as to why these intelligence agencies were doing what they were doing. Oh, Russia, the threat. Oh, the threat from Russia. The threat. And what Donald Trump is going to do, he's going to talk to Vladimir Putin. They are going to have a working relationship. Because imagine this, folks. China. Look what they've been doing. I'm tired of repeating myself, but I'll remind people. Then we did the most favored nation status with China. That was the inner workings of the people behind the curtain for a lot of years. And what did they do? Ship their products into this country, made tons of money, took that money, and built their military with the latest technologies, some of which they've stolen from us. So when they were busy building the new boogeyman, as far as I'm concerned, there's three power structures on the face of this earth able to do some serious damage. The United States, Russia, and China. By the way, as a side note, look for things to change in North Korea in 2017. That's another threat that's been used as a, oh, they've got nuclear weapons and they're rattling the chains. These people are dying on the vine over there. They want to change so bad. They can taste it, and we can taste it from here. But imagine Russia and the United States getting together, having a working relationship. China gets out of line. Who would you much rather have? Standing alone, by yourself? Or maybe the other world power, Russia? I'll take the latter and not the former. Thank you very much.
imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
We are back, and only one donation, folks. Only one. And I recognize this. The state was not written down, but I recognize 406. Everything is 406 in Montana. Dwayne, $50. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for stepping forth. Now, how about the rest of you? Come on, folks. Let's keep this thing going. Don't make the mistake. We've got a lot of work to do. While Trump is working at the federal end, doing what he can up there, we need to be doing what we need to do at the state level. I think people are starting to believe, and they lost hope. This is why they weren't doing things at the state level. This is why they weren't doing things in their own community. Some of you were, but there's many people out there that were just frozen in fear, just sitting there, scared of their own shadow, afraid to speak, afraid to be derided by what they were talking about. Get some courage. It's catching on. Be part of it. This is truly a renaissance in this country, folks. I'm telling you. But there's a lot of work ahead, a lot of organizing to do. And more people are going to be interested in doing exactly that, with turning back all this grunge that has overtaken us over all of these years. going to take a little time and a little bit of effort, but it can be done. Help yourself. Help all of us. Keep this thing going. Help me. Keep this thing going. 800-724-2719. Hit extension 3. Mike would be glad to put on another hat to talk to you. Betty in North Carolina. Hello, Betty.
Hello. I called in to make a contribution. I need to talk to Mike, and I just wanted to commend you for all you're doing and telling you that I sure agree that Trump has confronted the corruption and tried to replace it with integrity. Thanks
well,
for everything.
Betty, I and even Gerald, I mean, he volunteered, he said, can I come back on after the bottom of the hour break for another 5 minutes?
Yeah,
and I said, hey, stick around for the entire hour. He wanted to. And this is you heard him on this show before. He was less than exuberant about Trump. But now he sees the light. This is something that we couldn't hang our hat on anything. But a gut feeling, we just knew. We just knew. So, Betty, I appreciate your support of this network. Please give generously. Mike, whisper sweet nothings in her ear when you talk to her.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Betty. I appreciate
thank you.
Appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
My friend out there on the left coast, hello, Steve. He writes me and says, how can someone who has not been charged with a crime be commuted or pardoned? They can't. Only a criminal charge or conviction can be pardoned or commuted by a sitting president. What the liberals are wanting is for Obama to stop any FBI investigation of Hillary Clinton and their foundation in order to stop and desist. An investigation that is dead in the water and can't be reopened. Sealed files to be thrown into a vault, no access to those incriminating files for 100 years or even worse, to be destroyed and the truth hidden forever. Don't think so. I don't think so. And you watch the Inspector General next year. Why do you think Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and Chelsea, because it's the Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea Foundation, why are they closing up shop, folks? You don't take a foundation that's supposed to be geared to helping people, and you don't shut it down once you're not going to be elected president. You got a foundation that's supposedly helping humanity. This old biddy is scrambling, is what's going on. And this foundation idea was more Bill than Hillary. Hillary ain't that bright. The people that were in and around Hillary Clinton would be the first one to tell you. It was Billy Boy, the ultimate schemer and scammer. She was just the front dummy for it. She was the image that was sold to this country. That I am important for women. I am important for the future of America. Riding on the coattails of what this communist president did to this country for the last 8 years. And again, Julian Assange and those inside this country, I'll say it now, that provided the information. If they would have had it on Trump, it would have been sent over. The information was on Hillary. It was posted. The only thing I can say is bye-bye, you old biddy.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I just found this out over the break, Betty, that you just heard call in from North Carolina. Her husband, Josh, just recently died. And I'm very sorry, Betty. I know what it's like to lose something. And, well, we're her family now. We've made strong connections and attachments with people over the years that understand who we are and what we're doing and why we're doing it and why we fought so hard to stay afloat, to stay here, because we knew it was important. Help keep us funded, folks. You're going to need this network in this new coming year more than ever, because there's going to be pratfalls and pitfalls. Do you think these people have quit? Do you think the globalists are just going to fold up shop and go home? No. No, they're not. We got a lot of good things to look forward to. That wall will be built. These 127,000 that criminals, illegal criminal aliens that were ordered by Barack Obama to be set loose back into our country. What man of any ethics or morality whatsoever would ever do anything like that? These people are going to be gone. That wall will be built. Our interest will be protected for once in a long, long time. I can't even remember when. It's been a long, long time. I think you can look forward to the bust-up of the NEA. You're going to look at the bust-up of the public fool system that Kennedy, and I'll say this from Fox News on her program last night, made a point of this, that this has been the snowflake factory for the communist in our school systems through these teachers, these communist agents, if you will, with their Marxist philosophy, creating little safe zones and telling people how dependent they must be with like-minded, little weak-minded people through the teachers' union. You can't fire them because they have tenure. Bull puppy. You're gone. You're fired. Betsy DeVos, there's been a lot written about this woman, and a lot of it in negative light. School vouchers are going to be, it's going to be a term that's going to be used by a lot of people. You're going to be able to send your kids wherever you want to send them, to whatever private school, whatever one that you feel that is going to offer your children the best protection by way of true education. Forget the indoctrination. Forget that. How about emphasizing once again what the schools are supposed to be doing or what they claim to do, burning up billions and billions of dollars every year and spitting out what? A less than perfect product? Your kids with minds of mush that have not properly been formed? The time is coming. The time is now. There's already stories out there. Donald Trump is committed to globalization, Davos is told. No, I watched a good portion of that Davos meeting. It's not what the representative representing Trump and our interest here in this country said. He said it's a new day. It's a new day. They were sending tanks and troops on Russia's border. Really? Russia's the threat? No, it's what, excuse me, but what you guys spawned under Uncle Joe Stalin, those before him, the true communist. Russia was smart enough to say enough of this, but they had already migrated into our institutions, into our government, into our faculties at university and high school. They were all over the damn place. Didn't you ever wonder why the voices were so loud? That how can this be happening in this country? How can these people be saying such stupid things and backing such idiotic ideas? That's because when Russia was shut down, they all came here. This was the linchpin, folks. This was the linchpin. Look at all the industrialized countries around the world. Canada, Australia, England. Many other countries that adopted the socialized medicine, and we got to get rid of the guns. Well, we went on taking the guns. And as I said, with the national health care, to quiet some fools out there that don't realize a day that we did have competitive medicine in this country. And when I say competitive, it was a business like anything else. Hospitals, they used to compete for patients in their own cities, in their own towns. Competition was taken out. The insurance companies moved in. And guess who got moved out? You and what that hospital was supposed to be doing, taking care of the sick, not killing them, not saying, oh, we'll treat you. What kind of insurance do you have? To put that back on a business competitive basis will do a world of good for the insurance costs in this country for insurance, folks. And that's another issue that we got to weed ourselves through, the insurance companies. But understand that what every other country did on the face of this planet, the American people said no. The reason why we have a First Amendment is because we got the Second Amendment backing up the first. You touch the first, we're going to use the second. And that's just not wishful thinking. That's not a slogan. That's a reality. And I was so tickled when I saw the rise of the communists in this country that, well, they're all snowflakes and they wouldn't dare touch one of those dirty little guns. Good. You voluntarily disarmed yourself while we continued to arm ourselves just in case there came a day in this country that we had to use them to free this nation of a communist threat. But even that was a ruse. Communism versus capitalism. Communism versus the United States. Folks, understand and realize this. And I say this from the bottom of my heart with all the truth that I can attach to it. Your resistance to this is what has paid off. That is what gave people the courage, like Donald Trump. Did you hear what he said? He said, you're going to be cheering me on tomorrow, but I'm going to be cheering you on. I would not have been here. It is you. It is you. When was the last time you heard a president outside of just thanking people for their votes? The man said it, and he meant it, and people believed it. So the negative stories will continue on Trump. But Trump, the first time that a president has ever used social media, and there's some 50 million people on his account. 50 million. Bypass the news, these people will die. I was listening to an old interview with Tucker Carlson. And Tucker Carlson, of course, is the head of the Daily Caller online news magazine. Well, son of a gun. He knew what was transpiring. He knew where the trends were going. And he said these medias have stuck themselves. They have painted themselves literally in a corner and there's not even a window to jump out of. And everybody started to believe, even the people that were purveying the junk and the false and fake news started to believe their own stuff. Hillary even believed it. She figured she had this sussed with all the friends, all the business associates, all the donations that went to her Clinton Foundation, including when she was Secretary of State. Hillary, you don't have a ghost chance in hell. Toots, I wouldn't even bother showing up tomorrow at the inauguration ceremony. I'd have my bags packed and get ready to run. George Bush Jr. was put up by the CIA. These operations that put the Clintons and the Bushes and the Obamas. Do you understand and realize that the reason why Obama was brought up, dusted off, formed into something that looked and spoke and walked presidential was because of our own CIA? This is not a joke, and this is not the ramblings of a madman. That is the honest to God's truth. Do you think Mr. Trump's going to put up with the CIA, Mr. Brennan? I don't think so. And you, Mr. Brennan, along with Mr. Clap on, clap off, clapper, if I were you, I'd be looking over my shoulder and I'd be walking at a brisk rate. It's over. It's done. And they're already starting the plan to get rid of the neocons in our government. Did you hear me? They're already planning, and the list has already been made. These neocons are gone. These pipsqueaks, as Gerald put it. Speaker of the House, Mr. Ryan. You see what Trump did with McConnell? Brought his wife in. to keep him in control. Trump is not a, he is a strategic thinker. He's a lot brighter than a lot of people. Those that have touted him even underestimated him. He is a very sharp and strategic kind of guy. They were reporting in the news yesterday that B-52s had bombed ISIS inside of Libya. Well, we're still bombing Libya, huh? Oh, really? I'm sorry, it wasn't B-52s. It was B-2, stealth bombers. Bombing ISIS? You mean what we created? You guys down there in Langley? Hey, ninth floor, are you listening? What you set up in Syria? The blood of 500,000 people directly on your hands? You don't think the day of judgment is coming for you? Then you've fallen victim to your own crap. You're believing your own lies. You're out of here. You're fired. And again, I want to stress this because I don't think people understand that a green light has been given. That folks, you and I have to go to work in our own states to restore our constitutional republics. That's right. I said that term, republics. 50 of them. 50 little republics out there. From Hawaii to Maine, from Florida to Alaska. No more multi-trillion dollar military contracts that don't work. No more wasting trillions of dollars killing people, brown people, turbaned people, or whatever, around this planet for no damn good reason at all, except to make you people money. You've already proven you're inhuman by killing for profit other human beings. There's not going to be any more justification needed for flipping that trapdoor and watching you swing in the wind than the crimes you've already committed. Beyond crimes, folks. I mean, this is unimaginable. Cashing in on a funeral pyre to make a few bucks. All wars are bankers' wars, and those that are attached to them. All you private little mercs who used to carry out the missions for the CIA, you guys are done. It's time to get a real job. Yeah, so we're bombing Libya, going after ISIS, that which the CIA and Obama. Do you know what those billions of dollars that were going to Iraq, that was for payroll. That was to keep this thing cooking, to pull down the Assad government. Everybody's got payrolls, don't they? Everybody needs money. They need food. They need water. They need supplies. They need ammunition. They need a lot of stuff. War's an expensive thing. The true cost of it should be measured in human suffering and human death, but it never is. It's measured by a dollar. So we got a lot of work ahead of us. We got a lot of work to do at state level in our own republics, folks. You people that were too timid or too scared or didn't believe that you had a chance, didn't want to step into the light out of the shadows, how are you going to show for America now? Are you going to find a fortitude? You'd better. You'd better. Because the spirit that we have in this country, folks, it's indomitable. It has been damaged. It has been hindered. It has almost been squashed out. And you know exactly what I'm saying to you because you yourself felt it, didn't you? It's been real hard to put any positive spin on anything. And not just spin for the sake of spinning, folks. But to maintain an attitude and to carry on in the most difficult of times. You've had your problems out there dealing with your own lives. We know that and understand it. But understand what we have had to do, not only with our own lives, but our lives connected to this network. In the darkest, dankest, God, you had to run at Mach 3 with a hair on fire to try to catch a buck before it crawled under a rock and disappeared. This has not been easy. I will be the first to tell you. And a lot of people called me nuts for continuing. John, you're killing yourself here. Well, I've been a soldier here for truth and freedom. And soldiers just don't quit when things get the hardest. That's when you dig a foxhole and you fight back with everything that you have, knowing what's on the line, your very life. I've got to take this break. We skipped all but the bottom of the hour break in the first hour with Gerald Celente. So I got to take this break. We will be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. oldnesoap.com.
How prophetic that was, because they were. Big Brother watches everybody virtually everywhere. There were more spied on now than ever before in U.S. history. Obama's so-called new privacy guidelines designed to limit the CIA's use of information on America change nothing. As a matter of fact, they allowed themselves to put fake news out there into the medias. They openly said it. Openly. All the while pointing the finger and calling us the fake news. How absolutely preposterous. What a bunch of ignoramuses. Reporting, I mean, folks, we got the DNI, we got the NSA, we got the FBI, we got the CIA, we got intelligence agencies out the wazoo, all looking at you. Really? The provision in the NDAA last year that, hey, we can spy on Americans, we can arrest them, we can ship them overseas, they'll never see daylight. Hell, we'll just kill them. We'll put them in some foreign prison someplace, never to be seen or heard from again, just on the accusation of a government without trial? Really? Really? Don't think so. Not now. Not ever. You people are going down. Down hard. CIA, what are they? They operate a global hit squad, the original Willie Wetwork team. You know, and overthrowing democratically elected governments, assassinating heads of state, key officials, propping up friendly despots, snatching individuals for extraordinary renditions, treating them harshly in torture prisons. Really? Is waterboarding really torture? I don't know. What do you think? Let somebody hold you down in a bucket of water until it's gurgling in your lungs, and you tell me if that's not torture. Using drones of instruments of state terror, not only abroad but here, folks, as well, along with aiding and directing ISIS, not aiding, creating it, aiding and betting it, and other terrorist groups used, you know, as imperial foot soldiers inside of Syria, Iraq, and Libya. And other U.S. war theaters. Unchecked, absolute, covert, dark operations, folks, that you weren't even aware of, that were conducted worldwide and had been for many, 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 many decades. Coming to a halt in a theater of war near you. Enough. Folks, I want to urge you, and thank you, Steve. Steve called in with a $500 donation. We need some more of those. Dwayne, $50. Betty, $15. I know you ain't got much, and I know your husband just died, and that $15 is a lot. Thank you. And Steve, $500. Folks, don't be shy. Please, we need your help. You know what we've done, and you know what we're going to be doing in the future. We're not going to shut up. We're never going to shut up. We've been a core to a lot of people out there, left flapping in the wind and barely hanging on by a fingernail. We feel you. We know who you are. You know we are. We've never strayed. We've been here consistent and constantly. Support us. Let's start to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I don't know about you, but I ain't got no money to buy bubblegum. Besides, I'm not here to chew bubblegum. I'm here to kick ass. Call us 800-724-2719. Hit extension 3. Mike, you'll be here till 11 o'clock tonight taking your donations, or go to the website republicbroadcasting.org. Top of the page, hit the donate button, PayPal. Please, folks. Thank God. Tomorrow, Donald Trump.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.